Dr. Jim Minsang has a theory as to why so many people have turned to long-term use of drugs like Percocet, Vicodin, and other opioids. It's because, he says, the relief nerve blocks provide don't last. He has a $2 million federal grant to study ways to make nerve blocks more effective, such as giving them earlier and for a longer period.
But now we have a lot of evidence now to suggest that this actually works by reducing inflammation. The reason, because what we found when we block the sympathetic, we found the injured tissue or the inflamed tissue or the injured nerve had to reduce the inflammation or reduce the inflammatory response.
Zhang is encouraged by a German study of 200 patients who were given a prolonged nerve block instead of a single injection. Zhang says all patients in the study got 100% pain relief. Zhang also thinks pain relief depends on the stage of the disease or trauma, and patients who get treatment early seem to respond. But if they wait 3 to 6 months, there is a poor response to the nerve block. He's studying a new strategy for treating chronic pain.
Based on our preliminary study, based on some data we already obtained, that any kind of pain condition that with the inflammatory component should respond to sympathetic blockade.
We walk into his lab where Zhang is recording the pain signals of cells.
So we have culture cells, and we can try the different medicine to see how the medicine works on reducing the firing of the neuron. If you see it reduce the firing, that means reduce pain.
UC Health anesthesiologist and pain management assistant professor Dr. James Fortman will partner with Zhang when the research reaches clinical trials. He says it's appropriate to be on pain meds short term.
What's inappropriate is to say, hey, you probably should be on this for the next 10 years. You don't need that because your ankle was broken. Instead, you need the medications for that first few months, get you through your physical therapy. Let's slowly wean those medications down to a much lower level or completely off, and that's how we're going to hopefully be able to turn the tide.
In the meantime, he's doing his part to help solve the opioid problem. Monthly, he leads a panel discussion to educate family doctors, and every few months talks to residents.
We focus on using a multimodal approach. So instead of just giving people Percocet and more Percocet, we utilize other medications that treat pain differently. And by doing that, we're hopefully able to decrease the amount of opioids being prescribed and utilized for pain, and instead give patients other options.
Fortman says the statistics are staggering when it comes to opioid abuse. From 1999 to 2007 in Ohio, unintentional drug poisonings increased 300%. The number of Americans suffering from chronic pain is estimated to be 100 million. Statistics show it costs society $6,000 to $14,000 for each person addicted to opioids. Only 1 in 20,000 patients have a doctor specializing in pain management.
Dr. Zhang's research and all the other research that's being done with regards to chronic pain is hopefully going to pay off as improving functionality, improving patients' life, improving their ability to be productive members of society. If we can get people back to work, back to functioning, we can then continue along a path.
The preclinical study is funded by the National Institute of Neurologic Disorders and stroke within the National Institutes of Health. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.